shall he find faith on the earth. This is a tremendous prophecy that came from the lips of our Savior. We must never forget that this table is not only linked with the coming of Christ, is not only linked with the crucifying of Christ, but it's linked with His coming again. And we do not observe this supper scripturally or rightly or spiritually, except we remember the emphasis on the second advent of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is coming again. That's the centrality of this prophecy. Its central message is Jesus is coming again. You will notice the particular emphasis on the Lord Jesus as the Son of Man. He was the Son of God from all eternity. When He was born of the Virgin and laid in the manger, He was still the Son of God, but He had also become the Son of Man. And sometime you have time, read through the Gospels and mark every time this title is given to Christ, the Son of Man. And you'll find some very interesting truths linked with the use of the Son of Man to Christ. The centrality of the prophecy is when the Son of Man cometh. There's no doubt about that, He is coming. The world will go on, and the day that Jesus comes, the world will not be looking for Him. But the people of God will be looking for Him. God has called us all to look for the coming of the Lord. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And we're nearer to that tonight than ever we have been in this old world's history. But there's something more in this text. In this text, you have the cruciality of this prophecy. Will he find faith on the earth? Some people would suggest to us, no, he'll not find faith in the earth. But that would completely call us to think his visit to this earth in time and his crucifixion was a failure. Of course he'll find faith on the earth. And he'll find faith that will lift his people from the earth to heaven. For he cometh in clouds. And we read that when he comes we shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. What a sight that's going to be. The world talks about the parachuters, but parachuters are all coming down. But we're going up. We're not coming down. We will come down with him when we meet him and celebrate in the heaven of heavens. And then we'll all return to this earth. And something will happen. The earth will pass away. The heavens will pass away. But not one of us will pass away because we're redeemed and paid for by the Savior's blood. So the cruciality of this text is about faith. Faith will remain on this earth. And last of all, there is a consequence of this prophecy. It should be an encouragement to us all. We should be encouraged to know tonight the Lord is at hand. The Lord is coming. And no matter what the world says or the devil's has, or the Pope's has, or anybody else's has. Jesus is coming again. And we should have arise. Mr. Nicholson used to say, I haven't my eyes on the undertaker. I have my eyes on the uptaker. So we should have our eyes on the uptaker tonight. Jesus is coming for us. The heavens shall glow with splendor, but brighter far than they. The shall shine in glory as Christ shall them array. And the beauty of the Savior will dazzle every eye, for the crowning day is coming by and by. I trust when it comes, we'll have many stars in our crown to take off and cast them at the feet of Jesus. When the Lord cometh, will he find thee faith on the earth? He certainly will, for the Lord's faith cannot perish, for in it is the seed of eternal life. We're going to bow our heads in prayer, but before we do that, we want to bid welcome to our church membership, our brother, Mr. Charles Aaron McCullough. Charles came to the children's meetings when he was a little boy. He's no longer a little boy. He's a big man now. And he came to Christ and found the Savior. And now he has been working with the children for many a long day. And now he's entering the membership of the church. And we thank God that his attendance here led to his conversion, and his conversion to joining with us to lift up the standard and stand up for Jesus as a good soldier of Christ.